Hey, Nun Ches Amid Aleph. It's just me and you. Nun Ches Amid Aleph, second bottom of Amar Vidom Shmuel Lashon Lashen Chut Hamishkolas Yer Kenegde. Okay, so we're discussing this example where we have a valley. We have a valley. We have this valley, and the question is, we have two options: either Mavliyoy or Mekadren. Mavliyoy is where we take the rope. The rope is 50 amas, and we connect the rope from one end of the cliff. We have this valley, and we just basically ignore the valley. We put the rope on one end, the rope on the other end. The rope is 50 amas, and we don't take into consideration the slope going up, going down. We just measure the surface of the rope, 50 amas, finish, nothing to talk about. What?
As the crow flies,
that's what it's called?
Straight
as the crow flies. Fine, let's go right ahead. How are you going to walk? I mean, I don't know exactly, how do you walk there on Shabbos? On Shabbos, what do you climb? Maybe you climb down. I'm not exactly sure how you're going to go through this area on Shabbos. You're going to climb down, or you're going to walk, you're going to go down the side, or you're going to go around it. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I don't know. There are a lot of things that are not clear. There are a lot of mysteries of we're measuring the tchum, but how are you actually going to get across this cliff? You're going to jump? Are you going to run and jump over? Maybe. I don't know. Are you going to crawl down and crawl up? Maybe. Are you going to walk all the way around it? Maybe. Possibly, all of those are optional. Maybe the case going where you were kind of shvis on the city, and somehow you find yourself on the other side even before Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you crawl, you fly, you jump, whatever you do, and you're there, even though you were kind of shvisa with kavana in your bayis at home. You have to know exactly where the tchum ends. Okay, fine. So that's the first. A lot of the rules, it gets a little bit confusing. It's very hard Gemara until the Mishnah. It's a little shtickle hard. But the first rule over here is if the distance between the cliff from one end of the cliff to the other end of the cliff is less than 50 amas, we have this concept called mavliyoy. We take the rope end to end and we just swallow up the cliff. Then we're discussing now is where it's more than 50 amas. It's more than 50 amas. So what are we going to do now? You can't take the rope and go from end to end. So it's said in the mission, the best thing to do would go walk all the way around. Go south or go north and make your way around, and that's how you'll be able to measure this gap. But what happens if this thing expands along the entire length of the tchum? You can't do that. So what's the next option? So then we have the concept called mekadren. So we have to have really two different things have to be working against us in order to come onto mekadren. The distance between one end and the other end is more than 50 amos, so we can't take the rope and go from end to end. Number two, we don't have the ability to measure it further up or further down, because this ditch extends along the entire length of the tchum, going north and going south. And as we learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to go past the tchum because of Marasayin. If you go all the way down more than 2,000 amos north or south, when you want to measure east, you have the impediment. The ditch is the east, and you want to go around. You have to go north or south, and you have to go more than 2,000 amos. You can't because of Marasayin. So then we have this concept called Mekadren, which we didn't really explain. And the Gemara is the first one to explain Mekadren, but we know in advance Mekadren means you take a rope of Dalid Amos, and you hold it by your feet, you extend it out, and someone stands there and holds it, and then you go down, and you keep on doing this process over and over again with teeny little measurements, and that way you're going to measure a gap from here to here in short measurements, which are perfectly level. Every step of the way, you're measuring in the area that's perfectly level. That's how we're going to measure this area that's larger than 50 amos. Now, along comes the Gemara and tells us another incredible leniency. Now, it's not such a great leniency, it's only a matter of a few amos, but there's another chiddush, and this gets a little bit confusing. It's very hard to appreciate the metzias, because the metzias is probably extremely rare. Such as the mitzis, but it's the halacha, so we have to know what the halacha is. I'm sure you can extrapolate, there are many yisoidos that come out of this shtickle Gemara, but it's very interesting what the Gemara says. That's only when the surface of the valley does not it does not the plumb line. The chut hamishkolos means the plumb line. You have a string and you have a weight, and it goes, the gravity brings it down perfectly level. Does not hit the bottom. Aval chut hamishkolos yod kinegdoi moididoi medida yafa. You get a bonus. And then the Gemara is going to say what that's only true if it's going to be less than Dalid Amos. Now, let me try to make a long story short. There's an excellent picture here in the Masifta, which unfortunately you don't have. So let me just try to describe it, because even if you had the picture, it would take a long time to describe it. Let's describe the idea. We have here, let's make believe this sitter, this blue sitter, is the actual ditch. Okay? This is the bottom of the ditch. The blue is the ground surface. Here is the top of the ditch. Here's the top. So we got a pothole, right? Yeah, you go, you have here, here's your mountain, here's my city is up here, and the city's over here, and then in the middle, bang, we have a ditch. So what are you gonna do? So if from here to here, let's say here's the other part of the ditch, right? Here is where it levels off again once again. So we know the rules. The rules are, if from here to here it's less than 50 amos, it's very simple. You stand here with the rope, and your friend stands over here, and you stretch the rope, and you basically measure over the entire area. Problem is, from here to here, it's more than 50 amos. So what's the next thing? Oh, more than 50 amos, no. We have to measure this entire distance by going, climbing up and down this little incline with a little tiny string of Dalet Amos and making a measurement that's straight. Now, here's a kula, a leniency. Let's say the cliff is so steep, it's so steep that if I stand here on the top of this cliff and I have a stick, and the stick on top of my stick, or I don't know if I stand here, and I have a stick out. Not a stick that's standing, a stick that's standing out. I have a stick, and the stick is Dalet Amos. Okay, it's 6 feet, 6 to 8 feet, I hold it. And at the end of the stick there is a rope, and the rope has a weight, weighs whatever it is. And I stand here, I hold in my hand a stick, and the stick has a rope, and the bottom of the rope has a weight, and the weight touches the ground, the levelest, the deepest part of the cliff, of the ditch below. Not the slope. It's not going to land on the wall. It lands on the lowest part of the ditch below. If it does that, then you get a bonus. What's the bonus? The bonus is you don't have to measure this incline at all. Not this incline, and let's assume the same thing on this side of this incline, which basically means make believe the distance between the top of this, that's the only place where it's going to be in Afkamina, from the top of the cliff to the bottom is 3.5 amos, for argument's sake. And then from this bottom of the cliff, in width until the top of the cliff, is 3.5 amos. So 3.5 plus 3.5 equals 7. You don't count that. You're only going to measure this. You're going to measure this. And then you're going to measure this. So you're gaining a bonus of 7 amos. So really, when you'll count 2,000, if you were to count from the sky with all the modern measurements, your high tech measurements from here to here, it's going to be 2,000 amos will end over here. But because we're not measuring high tech, we're measuring with ropes, and we come to the cliff, the distance between here and here is basically less. The bottom of the mountain, the bottom of the ditch, is less than Dalet Amos away from the top, the highest part. You don't have to measure that altogether. Zero. It's not part of the calculation. It's a bonus. And you're able to travel 2,000 amos, just what you measure. But really in Metzius, if you'd really go see what you're measuring, you're really getting up to almost a little bit less than 8 amos, maximum, bonus. I mean, this can repeat itself over and over. This situation can repeat itself over and over, so you'll have this type of situation in many places along the Tchum, so you'll get a lot of, every time you'll have this situation, the very steep cliffs, you'll get. But let's review the rule. The rule is, you have to find on the ground the part that's the lowest part, that's completely flat. Okay, you have to establish the bottom of the flat, the part that's the lowest. And then you have to establish the end of the cliff, of course. You then take a stick, and you put it out, exactly, the stick is exactly Dalet Amos. At the end of the stick there is a rope with a weight, and that weight goes all the way down. If that weight, when it hits ground level, it's hitting the lowest part of the cliff, automatically we don't have to count this whole slopey part. Ignore it. You measure here, forget about whatever's over here, this area, just climb down and continue measuring the lowest part until you come to the next part, you measure upwards. So that's the biggest leniency so far. Because we learned so far, if it's less than 50 amos, okay, you got a ditch, less than 50 amos, you count the whole thing. You count mamish, every little bit, you count the whole thing, you go from here to here. If it's more than 50 amos, if you can, go around it. If you can't go around it, then if you go around, you'll also measure basically the entire thing from place to place when you're going to go around it. If you can't go around it, because it extends the entire, all the way up and down, so the next best thing is mechadrin. If you're doing mechadrin, you're taking little ropes of dalet amos and measuring, you're measuring every single space along the slope. You're not doing anything. So when are you going to do mikadrin? You're basically only going to be doing mikadrin when from the top of the mountain to the ditch is more than dalet amos. Because when it's more than dalet amos, even if I stand here and put out my stick and have the rope drop and the weight touches, where's the rope going to touch? It's going to touch somewhere on the slope. It's not going to be touching the bottom, mamish. It's going to be touching part of the incline, the slope, that is still going further down. Oh, if that's the situation, you have not reached bottom, rock bottom, then you have no choice but to do this technique called mikadrin, where you take little ropes and you measure two people, they stand in different parts, and they measure every single mashahu of this incline with this area going here because of the rule of mikadrin. So these are the basic rules. So we now read the words inside. One more time, these are very hard words. And then the Gemara, by the way, I want to tell you one more condition now that we're discussing clearly. This rule that was so generous that we allow you to ignore this entire area is provided that this depth does not go down lower than, from the top of the mountain, more than 1,000 amas. Okay, that's 2,000 feet down. That's 2,000 feet is... I mean, that's why I'm telling you, the Metzias doesn't make sense. It's just... Now, according to another opinion in the Gemara, only 100 amas. Now, 100 amas is also, let's say, 150 feet. 150 feet is, how many stories is that? 10 stories. That's what I told you. I don't. And then, 1,000 amas down? I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. There's something that we're missing. Okay, I read the tried to prepare as best I can, but that's what the Gemara says. This that was generous, we allow you to ignore this whole thing.
Nobody's going to walk down Shabbos anyway.
Exactly. So I don't know, what exactly does this mean? So it means a measurement for before Shabbos to establish a tchum. Okay, it's not. There's more. Okay, we're just learning it very superficially, but this is what the Gemara says. This that we need generous. And how generous are we? What are we giving you? We're giving you 8 amas. Big deal. I'm giving you 8 amas. What's 8 amas for? 7 amas. 14 feet. Count 14 tiles. That's the whole difference. How much you can walk on Shabbos. Obviously, these little yisoidos have much bigger ramifications in halacha, which we have to find hechatimsa to appreciate. Like you have a little teeny microscopic dot can make a big difference when you magnify it. When you make major calculations, if you're trying to get to the moon, and when you launch, you're off by a quarter fraction of a degree. That's it. You're not going to get to the moon. You go to Mars. So. Obviously, these numbers here, although they seem very bizarre to us, obviously have much greater ramifications in halacha when we'll delve much deeper into what these Yidden Yidden were about. Okay, so let's see the Gemara inside. Now they have these Yisraelis. And now we try to do words to Shanu. This that we said, that we have to do Mikadrin. You can't ignore the slope. If you can't do it in one shot, you got to take little ropes of dalet amos. Ela she'ein chut hamishkoilis yorid kineg. That's only in a situation where if you were to stand on the top of the cliff and you would take a pole and you would stick the pole out and the end of the pole would have a string and the string would drop down, it would not reach the bottom. Kinegdoi in this context means the bottom level, the bottom surface. It would not make it there. It would hit part of the slope. Also, therefore, since another other words, basically, from the fancy way of saying, from the top of the cliff to the bottom, it's more than Dalet Amos. Because the Chut HaMishkoilas, right, the slope is more than Dalet Amos. The Gemara is going to define soon a few lines down the page, because the plumb line, the Chut HaMishkoilas, is done with a stick that's Dalet Amos. That's how it was done. Aval, but let's say you have a situation, Chut HaMishkoilas, you're connected. But if you stand on top of this cliff, and you put out your stick, which is Dalet Amos, and the plumb line drops and hits the rock bottom, the surface, oh, guess what? Bonus. You get a bonus. You don't have to measure the slope. The slope doesn't count. Just measure the top surface, measure the bottom surface, measure the top surface, assuming it's the same slope on the other side, and go weiter. Then moididoi medida yofe. And then the Gemara goes on to say, and when are we so generous? The only time we're so generous to do this, that you don't need to do mekadrin. V'kam o'im kashal gai. How, when are we generous? Omar Rav Yosef alpayim. The only time we're so generous to do this, only if it's 2,000 amos. Once it gets greater than 2,000 amos, what's then going to be the halacha? Then we're not so generous anymore. Then you have to do mekadrin. Can you imagine? You have to do mekadrin on this very, very steep slope. Now the Gemara this tomorrow is very hard. It's not, this is the hard still Gemara. I'm not joking about it. This is not easy. How could you do it? Okay, I don't know. Let's see Rashi. Because it's
you can't. It's not physically
possible. Okay, let's see what Rashi says.
That's that too.
Let's see what Rashi says. It's hard Gemara. Okay. I'm asking. It's very hard. Let's see what Rashi says. To clarify the words of Rashi, it's kedai to go a little slower here. Look at Rashi in Amud Aleph. Anun Chesam Naf, the last Rashi on the page, Lo Shanu, De Mekader. This that we said, you have to take a small rope. Mekader literally means drill a hole. But we explained above, the Gemara says, it doesn't mean take a drill, it means you take ropes. It's ke'ilu, you drilling a hole across this area. De Mekader, Ela Denicha Tashmishtei, that you're able to walk. Somehow you can climb up on the slope. Shemu'ukim kolkach, she'ein chud, it's so, the slope is so great. In other words, it's a very wide slope. If it's very wide, you can epis, you can crawl up. You can grab onto some rocks. She'ein chud ha'mishkoiles yored kinegdo. Now, what does that mean exactly? So Rashi explains. When you take this chut, this string of the builders, construction, you want it to be level, you have to have with the weights, eitzel sifa, so you do near the edge, and the weight drops all the way down to the ground, mina kefes bishipuo, it bangs against the slope. Oh, it bangs against the slope. It doesn't reach rock bottom. It bangs. That means that there's more than Dalet Amos from the cliff to the bottom. Because the Chut HaMishkoiles was used, as the Gemara is going to say in the next Amid, with a stick that was exactly Dalet Amos. Ume'akva HaMidroin Mileirid Kenegdoi. The slope prevents the weight from touching the bottom. Ela Marchikoi Milamata. But it distances it from the bottom because it's hitting the middle. It's kinegda. When it says kinegda, Rashi explains the terminology. Mashma mechuvan, it means all the way down, straight down. And Rashi fills in the missing details. L'kaman mefarish di'ad Dalet Amos. Everything here is a very sophisticated way of referring to Dalet Amos. Kari le'yor kinegdoi. She'yarchik ha'shipua es ha'mishkoilis le'karki yisoy Dalet Amos. We distance the weight for Amos. Mi'kineget sefaso helyoyna from the edge of the upper surface. Okay. Next, Amad Beis. Aval im ha'yuchut ha'mishkoilis yor kinegdoi sefasoi zekufa me'oid. But if the slope is steep, extremely steep, where from the top to the bottom it's going to be less than Dalet Amos, because when you take the stick and you extend the stick downwards from Dalet Amos, there's not going to be a distance of Dalet Amos between the top and the bottom. Ein midas midroinoi mimayet midas hatachum ali dekider. Unbelievable. It's not mimayet. The slope doesn't count. This is a new halacha we never learned. Everything we learned so far, you always taking up space, sometimes more, sometimes less. Even when we had the wall, remember we had the wall? That was the greatest leniency. You come in contact with the wall, you don't have to take two sticks and hold them up and measure the thickness of the wall. You're allowed to make an estimation. How thick is the wall? It looks like an amma. No, good enough. Maybe it's more, maybe it's less. Good enough, but you have to count it. You just can't do zero. You know, you just can't. I once had a fight with the car salesman.
How did it get over the wall?
On Shabbos? That's what I asked you in the very beginning. I don't know. Maybe you climb the wall. Maybe like you know those that take the kids. They are blocks, and you climb up the wall and you scale the wall. Tarvadas, don't you ever see the kids? They're scaling the wall, those bricks that come out from the wall. Maybe there's a ladder. Okay, maybe there's a ladder. You're right. Maybe there's a ladder. So, whatever the case is, you don't have to measure the wall. I tell you, I once had a fight with a car salesman. It was not a mistake, a total scummer. And he says to me, he had to give it back to me with a whole crazy story. He has to make a profit. No such thing as not making a profit. He has to, like, the thickness of the wall has to count for something. You can't just ignore it. Everything we learned so far takes up space. Whether it's going to be, you're going to measure it exactly, whether you're going to be mavliya, or you're going to do an estimation. But it counts. Here, for the very first time, we're saying incredible chiddush. No, bonus, you don't have to count it all together. If the distance, the slope from the top of the cliff to the bottom of the cliff is going to be less than Dal Ramas, what?
How long is this wall?
What, the wall? The wall we evaluate? Doesn't make it be Alur Kia.
No. How long is it?
How wide?
No, long.
Oh, long? Well, let's assume it goes all the way around 2,000 Amas, back and forth. Otherwise, he's saying, what do you have, Leo?
So that's your home actually ends at the wall.
No, you go over the wall. Doesn't it? That's not, okay, I told you the Mitzias, this wall is not part of the city. It's not a city wall. It's an ancient wall that was built 100 years ago. Everything is shamim and batal. The city's over here. On Shabbos you can walk. There happens to be this wall standing there in the middle that's bothering you. On Shabbos you're planning on climbing over the wall. But yeah, now when it's Erev Shabbos, you're measuring the tchum, you have to know where the tchum is. So you have this wall. I think the Gemara says you don't have to be matriach. I think that's the Gemara meant, you don't have to be matriach even to walk further north and south. When it came to the case of the ditch, you have to matriach to go up and down. When it comes to wall, it's so small, it's only a wall, it's only a certain thickness. You don't have to even matriach to go further north, further south. Just evaluate the approximate thickness of the wall, and that is sufficient. But when it comes here to this, Rashi says, you don't have to do ein midas midas adchum aydei kider, ele nichnas l'seichai, you go in, you nichnas l'seichai, just go down to the bottom of the ditch, and measure the bottom, umoydid karki isoy medida yofe, ke karka chaloka, v'yoytze l'svasoy, go up to the top, so you're going to gain up to, if the slope is equal on both sides, as long as it's not, so let's assume it's 3.5 amas on one side, 3.5 amas on the other side, you have potential to gain almost 7 to 8 amos of space, extra space in your Tchum Shabbos, you don't have to take into account. Now, then the word goes weiter, next Rashi, Kama Oimka Shalgai, Dineima Mavliya Oshkushu. So I made a mistake. See, I made a mistake. Take a step back. I made a big mistake. I apologize. This, according to Rashi, at least according to Rashi, I'm probably almost positive that other Rishonim can learn the continuation of the Gemara. Okay, but now, Rashi is very sure. In fact, how Rashi breaks away. Okay, now go to the second line. So we're finished. We're pretty much finished with the Chut HaMishkoilis. Okay, according to Rashi, at least. New Gemara, second line from the top. Amar Rav Yosef, Alpayim. I'm sorry, second line. V'kam Oimka Shalgai. Now L'choira, we're continuing, right? We're continuing the sugya of a cliff with a ditch, and the slope is very narrow. That's how you learn the Gemara very simply. No, that's not the way Rashi learns the Gemara. That's not clearly not the way Rashi learns. We're starting now a new shtickle Gemara. The kama umka shalgai Rashi, the kama umka shalgai dinema mavlioi kishuhu rochavnun. New sugya. If you have a situation that you have a cliff, okay, new sugya. Here's the ditch. You have an area, and then you have a ditch. So what do we learn? What do we start with? If the distance from end to end is less than 50 amos, from one end of the cliff to the other end of the cliff, you stand on one side with the rope, and your friend stands on the other side with the rope, and you stretch the rope, and you measure 50 amos from here to here, and it swallows up this ditch. The only time you have a right to ignore the slope, now it could very well be that it's a very gradual slope, right? It can very well be that it's a very nice slope. And if we would measure the actual slope, let's make believe you it would be 75 amos. Right, that's what we discussed yesterday. If you're going on the ground, and the ground sinks and comes up, if you take a rope and you put the rope on the ground, you go up like this, it will be approximately, make believe, 75 amos. But we're not going to do that. What are we going to do? Oh, since over here it's level, we put the rope here, put the rope over here, so we're going to go from here to here, we're going to gain 25 amos. This is also a gain. Correct? This you're gaining, because now this from here to here is only counts as 50 amos, which means I can go another 25 amos down over there. If we were to measure the actual slope of the ditch going down and going up, it would be 75 amos. I've already used up 70 amos, so I'm going to have to stop shorter 25 amos somewhere down over there. But being that from end to end, from the part where it begins to slope until it comes up, is less than 50 amos, we have a right to swallow it up. Okay, this is what we learned yesterday. Are you with me? Everyone with me? So now the Gemara says there's one condition. So this is how, according to Rashi, only according to Rashi, there's one condition. The condition is that this ditch does not go deep, does not dip down more than 1,000 amos. But if this ditch, I mean, 1,000 amos, I'm dealing over 2,000 feet, it's Mavel Arayin, what we're saying here. But if this ditch goes down more, 1,001 amos, even though from end to end is less than 50 amos, you can't discount the 50 amos. Instead, you have to be mekadrin. Let's see the words of the Gemara and Rashi very carefully. V'kamo im kashal gai, Rashi, what is this case referring to? Not the case that we just discussed. We're going back to the previous omit. The name of Mavlioi, that we have a right to swallow up this entire gap, kishahu rochavnun, when it's within 50 amos. Omar Rav Yosef, Rash Alpayim, Avol Yoiser Mikan, but let's say the depth of this ditch is more than 1,000 amos, Afilu Yochel Havlioi, Einoi Mavlioi Elo, Mekader, you told me it's impossible. I agree with you. Yeah, I'm not gonna. You're not gonna get an argument from me.
You let him do mountain climbing on Shabbos.
No, this is not Shabbos. You're doing this during the week in preparation to define the tchum. I think you can say it's sakonis nefashis, such a thing. What's going on over here exactly?
Yeah, well, he says the tchum is way on the other side of the valley.
Yeah.
Then know that's mountain climbing because you have to go down and up.
So that's another issue. How are you going to cross it on Shabbos? That's another issue. There are many issues. That was the first thing. That was the first thing we discussed.
Later.
What?
You're going to make a turn on the other direction.
And you're going to already be there.
To go around.
And maybe they built a bridge. Maybe somehow they built a bridge. Or maybe they swung like Tarzan. They swing across. I'm serious. Or maybe they do, who knows, strange things. They jump across. Right? There are people that do this for a living. Circus.
Okay.
Jump across the valley. How big is it? Let's say it's 45 amos, so it's about 90 feet. Can you jump 90 feet? You know, you have these boards, these skaters. I'm sure you've seen some of these stunts. Somehow, but we have to establish what is the Tchum Shabbos. How are you going to get across on Shabbos? That's another story. But we have to establish what is the Tchum Shabbos. So it says this leniency that we're allowing you to take a rope from end to end, it's going to be 50 amos, is only where the depth, you have this little crater, a little pothole. I'm going to take a rope from end to 50 amos, is where the crater is less than 1,000 amos deep. But if it's 1,001 amos, then mekadrin. Now, how big is it? Depends. Mekadrin basically means you have to take a rope that's dalet amos, very small rope, and measure level measurements. You have to measure small measurements, dalet amos, Dalet Amos, until you figure out the exact measurement going across. Then you don't have the right anymore to do Mavliyoy. Okay, so this is, which will mean it's going to come out to a little bit more. When you do Mekadrin, it's going to come out to a little bit more than, that also then needs to be defined. Mekadrin is really more. When you do Mekadrin, it's a little bit more. It's not much more. Okay, that we have to leave that for now. Okay, but you can't do the Mavli, you have to do Mekadrin, small units of measurement. Okay, Vayit in the Gemara. Now the Gemara. Now we have. We pretty much have all the Yesodos that we. Now we can go a little bit quicker. So Abaya, Apaya, Apayim. Eisei Abaya. Abaya is the Kasha. Omer Kuf. We learned. Let's say we learned Veroichav Nun. If the depth does not greater than 100 amos. Ah, not 1,000. 100 amos. The Roichav Nun, and it's 50 amos wide, then Mavliyoy. Vim Lav, Ein Mavliyoy. So we have a stira. How can Rav Yosef say the shear for Havla means a crater 1,000 amos when it's Beferish shear in the Braisa? The max is 100 amos, not 1,000 amos. So the Gemara says, no big deal. It's Machlokes Tanoim. Chudiyomar Kiacherim, Rav Yosef that said 1,000 amos has a Tana. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. Even if it's 1,000 amos, okay, so far so good. It's a machlokes tanoim. Rav Yosef is following one tana, and we have another price that says 100. Fine. Now, if a kash, some say, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says a chiddush in this version. Afilu yeser me alpayim. Oh, so now we really don't have trouble because the machlokes tanoim is only 1,000 or 100, and in this version. Rav Yosef, who's an Amoira, is telling us even more than 1,000. So Kiman, Duloike Tanakama, not like Tanakama that says 100, Udloike Acherim. So the Gemara answers that Akasha Hasam Shein Chut HaMishkolis Yored Kenegdai, Hacha B'Chut HaMishkolis Yored Kenegdai. We have a new Yisod. Now here we're tying together this Shtickel Gemara with what we learned before. The way we're going to answer is, We want to do Havla. Remember, we're doing Havla now. The whole thing is less than 50 amos. And the issue is, do we do Havla with a rope of 50 or do Mekadrin? So when Rabbi Yosef says, Loi Kashal, just make sure I'm saying it right, Rashi, according to Rashi, Hasam Kishain. The machloikis, the Tanakama, when we have a machloikis tanoim between the Tanakama and Acherim, is it a max of 100 or 1,000? That's where the slope from the top of the cliff to the bottom is more than Dalet Amos. So there are two conditions. Number one, from end to end is not more than 50 Amos. Okay, that's number one. That's the case. From end to end. Number two, the slope from the top of the cliff to the lowest part of the ditch is more than Dalet Amos. Okay? So when we have those two conditions, end to end is less than 50, and the slope is more than Dalet Amos, we want to do Havla, we want to just take one rope 50. Here we have Machlokes between Tanakama and Acherim, is the max of the depth of the cliff, is it 50, is it 100, or 1,000? What's the lumdus? The lumdus is because since the slope is gradual, it's shaykh a little bit to walk on it. Whatever that means. Going down 1,000. It's a little bit. Being that it's more than Dalet Amos, that's why, you can walk on it a little bit, because since the slope is more than Dalet Amos, so there's a slight degree of possibility to climb this area. That's when we're going to be generous and allow you to do Havla from end to end, according to Tanakam and Achayim, provided that's not more than 1,000 or 100. But when did Rav Yosef say that you can do Havla even if it's more than 1,000? That's where That is where the slope is less than Dalet Amos. If the slope from the top of the cliff to the bottom of the cliff is less than Dalet Amos, then you can do Havlah no matter what. Because there's no way in the world you're going to really walk on this. According to the Tanakhama, and according to the Tanakhama and Nachem, who say 1,000, they're discussing a case where you can walk a shtickl. So that we don't want to be so generous and let you just do a havlah. There are times when we're going to want you to actually do mekadrin, which will result in a chumrah. Because since the slope is more than Dalet Amos, so at times we want to take into consideration a little bit more than Dalet Amos. A little more than the Havlah. We want to do a little bit more with Mekadrin. But if the slope is so steep, where it's less than Dalet Amos, it's not shaykh to climb down there on Shabbos. It's not shaykh to climb up on Shabbos. So in this case, you can do Havlah even if the depth is more than 1,000 Amos. Okay, that's what the Gemara is. Obviously, these are very difficult concepts and it requires much more, but these are just the basic yesodos. Could I just learn the Gemara? That's how the Gemara answers. One time was the Gemara. So, coin second week down, Yom Yosef, yes, and Yalfa and Amok, Mad look at them, look at Achirim. Hossam there, when is there a machloikis between Achirim and Tanakhama, and they hold that you do need to do Mikadrin, She'ein Chut Hamishkoilis Yorid Kinegd. That's when they're going to be Machmir and require Mikadrin. You can't do Havlah. But Hocha here, when Rav Yosef says you can do Havlah no matter what, even when the depth is more than 1,000 Amos, that's Bechut HaMishkolus Yoyred Kinegdo. Fine, now the Gemara just comes and says something which is the obvious, which we already introduced on the Amud Aleph, and we learned the Sugi, and I told you in advance. V'chi ein Chut HaMishkolus Yoyred Kinegdo Yad Kam. What exactly is the Shiv Bechut HaMishkolus Yoyred Kinegdo? In other words, how long is your stick extend outwards to determine if the weight hits the ground? Amud Avimi Dalit. The rules of Chut HaMishkolus, this is what Rashi quoted on Amud Aleph. Rashi, if you don't know this long Gemara, the whole Gemara over here from Geek doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is telling us that this concept called the Chut HaMishkolus, the plumb line, is where you're sitting on the top of the cliff and you have a stick in your hand and the stick is Dalet Amos. Stick 6 to 8 feet. I'm standing there with a stick, like a piece of schach, a bamboo pole, 6 to 8 amos, I'm holding it. At the end of the stick there's a rope, and the bottom of the rope there is a weight, so the rope goes exactly straight down, and if that rope with the weight hits the bottom, the lowest level of the ditch, that's called, it's Yoyred Kinegdoi. If I'm holding the stick that's 8 feet long, with the string at the end and the weight coming down, it does not hit the bottom, it hits the slope, that's called, it's not Yorid Kinegdoi. And that's all the machlokes, all different scenarios that we've been discussed. Ad kam amar avimi dalid v'chaitani rabbi barchamo b'aycheskel dalid. Okay, new gemara. Higi lahar mavliyabal v'chais l'midasov. This is going, we learned this yesterday in great detail. You're making a measurement, right? We learned yesterday you made a measurement. And then guess what? You got a mountain. You got trouble. So what are you doing? You got a mountain. So if it's 50 amos, so no problem. But it's more than 50 amos. So what do? Go north. Go north or go south. So move, go up. Go up or go down. Go up or go down the land. And then when you finish, you return where you came back from. Amar Rava. Now we have a new rule. Amar Rava Lashonel Lebahar HaMislaket Yud Mitoch Dalet. Thank you very much. This halacha is only true when the mountain is mislakeit yud, you reach a height of 10 mitoich dalid within walking dalid amos. So aval bahar hamislakeit yud mitoich hay. When do you have a right? Well, look what we're doing here. We're giving you a bonus. If we were to measure the slope of the mountain, our example yesterday, it would be 500 amos, right? Because the mountain goes up and the mountain goes down. So if we were to measure the slope going up and going down, how much space would the mountain take up? It would take up 500 amos. But what are we going to do? We're going to cheat. Instead of measuring, here's the city, instead of measuring straight and going up and going down, and this area is going to take 500 amos, we're not going to go over here, and then we're going to go here, along the flat land and go here. And this, if we go straight, it's only going to take up 300 amas. So how many amas are we going to gain? 200 amas. So instead of the tchum ending here, the tchum will end another additional 200 amas. Right? That's, we learned this yesterday. Along comes the Gemara now. The Gemara says, wait a minute. The only time we let you cheat, and we let you not climb the mountain and go to the sun and climb the flatland, is when the mountain is very, very steep. What does it mean, very, very steep? That for every 10 amos of height, you travel 4 amos of distance. But if you travel 10 amos of height over, you reach 10 amos after only you've traveled 5 amos, you have to go a distance of 5 amos to get to a height of 10 amos, that's not so steep. That's not called steep, that's normal. That's normal, that's normal. You're not allowed to cheat. You're not allowed to go to the side like this. You have to go up the mountain, down the mountain. And if you lose space, so be it. You lose the space. So the only time we're going to let you swallow the mountain is only if the mountain is very steep. And steepness is defined in terms of you. For every the height of 10 amos, you reach a height of 10 amos after you've only traveled a small distance of ballad amos in length, in distance. So one more time, you reach a height of 10 within Dalit. Aval, but what happens? No, so not 10 amas. Big difference. I'm sorry. Not 10 amas. 10 amas. 10 amas. Going 20 stories up. I'm sorry. Yud tvachim, which is a little bit more than an amma. An amma is 6 tvachim. So it's almost 2 amas. So that's halacha. 10 tzvachim, loy amar, revolution al Baha'i Mislakad Yim Mitoch Dal, Baha'i Mislakad Yim Mitoch, hey, then, loy didoy medida yofe, then you have to count the actual mountain itself. Rafun Abreda Avnas Masli Lukula, he learns more Tangnu Chidish, tremendous Chidish. Look what he says, Omar, Rabba, new halacha that we never learned until now, according to this version, Omar Rava, loy shenu al Baha'i Mislakad Asar Mitoch Chamish, when do we allow you to be makel? Lo yishanu. Let me just make sure I'm saying this correctly. Lo yishanu that you have to be mavliya. El bahar hamislakin asar mitoch chamesh. So he says, when we're lenient. Lo yishanu that we're going to be very lenient. That you have to be mavliya oikoidroi. That we're going to be lenient, and we're going to allow you. Let me see Rashi. Masli Lukula. Look at Rashi. Rashi Dibra Masl Masli Lukula. Bahar Mishupahu. Dibi'in on a whole new version of the halacha. Whole different version. The dealing with a mountain that's a slopey mountain. Dibi'in on Havla Oikidur. Ella Bahar Hamislaket Asara Mitochamish. Avul Bazakov Oymed Baalma. Avul Bahar Hamislaket Asara Mitoch Dalit. But if the mountain is very steep, then you don't even need to measure it. You don't even need to do anything. All you need to do is make an approximation of the distance, and that's enough. So he learns this whole sugya completely different. When we have this halacha, that you do havla or you do medida, that's only when it's not so steep. When it's not so steep, then we're lenient. You don't, you see, this is not like what we said before. The previous version that we said was a tremendous chumrah. Previous version said that if you come to a height of 10 tzvachim within hay, only after 5 amos, you gotta be machmir. You can't do havla if it's less than 50 amos, and you can't do Mekadrin if it's more than 50 amas. You got to be machmi, you got to count every single mashu of that mountain. That's a tremendous chumrah. Again, the havla is when the mountain from end to end is less than 50 amas. Mekadrin is when the mountain is more than 50 amas. So both Mekadrin and havla are kulois, tremendous kulois. When are we going to give you the advantage of making use of these kulois of havla and mikadrin? Is only when it's very steep. Oh, very, very steep. Then we're going to be very machmir. And it's very, very steep. Then we're going to be meikel. Then we're going to be lenient. And we're going to let you do havla or mekadin. But when it's not so steep, when it's gradual, then we're going to be machmir. And you're going to have to measure every single mashu of the mountain. In this version, it's pumfakert. That when the mountain is going to be gradual, even when the mountain is gradual, we're going to be makel, and we're not going to require you to measure every single mashu of the mountain. We're going to let you make use of the leniency of havla or mikadrin. Now, obviously, there's a cutoff point, and the Gemara is not telling us what the cutoff point is. Okay, the Gemara is not telling us until what point in time can you do that. Obviously, if it goes very gradually, you're not going to always do so. But basically, the Gemara is saying, generally speaking, if you have a mountain that's on a slope, even a gradual slope, you can be makel. If the mountain goes up here and comes down here, even though it's gradual, it's more than dalet amos, it's hey amos, even if it's hey amos to ten tefachim, you can be makel. You can do havla if it's less than 50 from end to end. You can do mikadrin if it's more than 50. And now we're going to be so liberal. What happens if it's so steep? It's so extremely steep that it comes all the way up very quickly. Then we're so lenient, you don't even need to do havla. You don't even need to do mikadrin. You can just make an approximation. So what's the distance? Oh, it's approximately 5 amos. You know, probably it's really 4 amos. We've seen an approximation that has a connotation, being lenient. What does it look like to you? It looks like it's about 4? Okay, we'll give you 6. That's the connotation of approximation. We're even more generous than we would be with havla or with mikadrin. That's according to this version. Okay.
Now, still remains. How many travel options?
That remains. Yes. Okay. New Gemara. Now we go to Nusuk Yavashla Yetzil Chuzuchim. This goes back to the before the Gemara. Let's say you come to the mountain, and the mountain is in your way. We're going to do Havla. So what are you going to do? We can't go down. So the mountain is more than 50 Amos. So you know what we're going to do? Before we do Mekadrin, we won't do Havla. We'll go down. We'll go north or west. Problem is, this mountain goes all the way 2,000 Amos north and 2,000 Amos west. Can we go more outside the Tchum, north or west? No. Why not? So we already said 10 times because of Mara Sain. How did I know that? How did Rashi know that? From this Gemara. Okay, everything in this Gemara is telling us in advance. People are going to watch the surveyor come to this territory and start making measurements. Are they going to say this area is part of the Tchum? If you can't be Mavliya, so what do you do? Mekadrin. What's Mekadrin? So we already learned in advance. That means take the rope, the small ropes, and you go from shoulder to the feet. Tarnabon, Ketzad Mekadrin, Tachtoin, the person in the lower level, Kineged Libo, he holds the rope opposite his heart. And the person that's higher up holds it, the rope, by his feet. And that way you measure a level. It's not a perfectly level. It's a little bit on an angle. That's the biggest point is. The point is, it's more than havla, but it's less than actually measuring the measurement of the mountain itself. If you actually measure the mountain itself, then you're measuring the entire distance. If you're doing havla, it's a straight line, like the crow flies. But when you do mikadrin, it's somewhere in the middle. You take a rope, you stand in one location, your friend stands, the rope is only dalet amos, he stands in another location, and you measure from my heart to your feet. That's going to be on, sometimes that will also be on an angle. And when that is on an angle, that's going to result in it being more than had you done havla. But it's going to be still less than had you done, it's going to be less than doing, measuring the actual surface of the mountain itself. Ketzad mekadrin, tachton k'neged libo v'elyon k'neged ma'agul oisaf. Amar Abaya, nikatinon, ein mekadrin el b'chevel shel 4 amos, 4 amos. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, nikatinon, we have a tradition of halacha, ein mekadrin loy ba'egla ruf, and now we come to a new site. This leniency of mekadrin And Havlah, for that matter, is only for Tchum Shabbos. Because Tchum Shabbos is purely a Din Drabanan. But when it comes to measure the closest city where a dead body is found, which city brings the Egla Arufa, or Ari Miklat, Ari Miklat saves within the Tchum of the Ari Miklat 2,000 Amos, the Ari Miklat, you're not allowed to kill the Ritzayach. Once the Ritzayach enters the Tchum of the Ari Miklat, he's not allowed to be killed. So for the Ari Miklat, then we don't follow, we don't make leniencies and expand it more than we should with Mekadrin or with Havlah. We measure the ground b'diyuk. Every single drop of the surface of the ground is taken into consideration, because those measurements are measurements de oiraisa. Tchumen is a measurement de rabbanan. We can be lenient, and we can do havlah, we can do mekadrin, to give you more space than you really are entitled to. So Amar Nachum, Amar Rabavua, Negatine Mekadrin lo b'ra'ag l'ruf of lo b'ari miklam ne'shein shel Torah. Okay, so this concludes the sugya of the Gemara. Mamish Murdiki Yisaydis. This stuff, Mamish, a lot of Yisaydis in this stuff. Okay, next. Gemara. Ein Maidin Elamin Amumcha. New sugya. Now you only do Lamedida, only Amumcha. Only a person has proven himself to be an expert in his measurements is allowed to make the measurements. What happens if two people participate in making the measurements? One person, or even one person, allowed to two surveyors. They measure, and their measurements come out different. One is shorter, a shorter distance than the other. Which one is right? Are we mechuyif to start all over and have Yavai HaKosef HaShlishi Machriya B'nehem? Or to start all over? The answer is no. Since this halach of Tchum is only in the Rabbanan, we always go Lekula. If a mumche made a measurement and his measurement came resulted in a shorter distance and someone else had a longer, larger distance, we're samech on the one that's make will be to go to the further distance. Two different people. Instead of having one person do measurements on two different sides of the city, on the east and on the west, two different sides of the city, north and the south, and one is larger, because remember, we spread the line across the entire edge of the city, so we're going to be Mekel. Let's say I have two different surveyors, Reba Liachad, the Gemara looks in the Maskelin, two different people, Shereba Liachad, Mi Liachad, Shem Lemerube, we listen to the one that gives the larger measurement. Yafilu Eved, Venu Halacha, let's say you're traveling on Shabbos, and you want to know where the Tchum ends, and there's an Eved Kenani that's standing there, and he tells you, At Kam Tchum Shabbos, I know that this is where the Tchum ends. Can we trust the Eved Kenani? Is he believed? Yes. This is the Tchum Shabbos. Why? It's a very big thing. For a din? The answer is, since the Chumen, the Chut Hashedra, the Chut that goes through this entire Mishnah is the Yisoid that Chumen is a din Rabban, when it comes to Shiyuma, Shailin, and the Riba meat, we go Lekula. And we even samech on someone that's not 100% neman with samech lekula. Period. The technical difficulty in the Mishnah, it says that you listen to the Makam Shariba, we follow the place where Yeriba. But the more that if you take the translate of the words literally, it's mashma, we only go to the part that's distant, but we don't go to the part that's nearer. It doesn't make any sense. Bechlal moneh. Bechlal Masayim is money. B'lumakam Shriba in B'lumakam Shmi Eloi. Ema, you're right. Change the gears. Gzuntayt Ema. Af L'makam Shriba means that if we have a conflict, Riba Miet. So we even go to the Makam Shriba because Bechlal Masayim Yesh money. Riba Liachad Mi Leechad. So if you take the mission literally, it appears to be this repetition because exactly what it says in the meaning of the mission. The Hasu Lamali Haynu Hach. That's the first part of the mission. The Gemara says, well, the first part of the mission is where one person, there's one surveyor, and he makes two measurements on one side of the city, on another side of the city, and there's a conflict. He does not need to do it again. He's samech on the part that's more distant. The second part of the mission discussing two different professionals, two different surveyors. There's one condition: you cannot go more than 800 amos. Or what do we mean? Because what happened? We have to be chayish. We know that when we square out the city, we have the city, and you measure 2,000 amos in all four directions, and then you draw a square. What do you count on drawing the square? You get the corners. How much are the corners more than the actual city itself? 800 amas. So you have to be concerned that the reason why there's a discrepancy between your measurement and his measure is because you measured, you thought the city was squared, the perpendicular lines of the city were this way, and you measure along the corner. And he measured in the other direction. The reason why there's discrepancy is because you measured not at the angle, and you had the wrong measurement of the angle. So if you have a discrepancy between two different surveyors, and we can assume that the error was due to the fact that each one measured at a different angle, each one thought that the corner of the city was a different location, then we're going to be maker. We're going to assume the one that was correct was the one that has the larger distance. He was the one that was correct. But if the discrepancy between the two surveyors is greater than the 800 amos that can result if we assume the worst scenario, they measured at the opposite corners, then obviously there is no way to reconcile this discrepancy. One of them is wrong, and then we must make a new calculation. One more time, the Gemara says, does not go more than the corner. Look at Rashi. Why are there mistakes? The reason why mistakes are is because you may stretch the rope too tight. But we assume it's because of the corners. The Libi Megamin Beloshon Rashi, though, does not like this Loshon. There's something, we'll leave it with that. Okay, we'll stop here.